Hey, good morning, good evening, good afternoon. This is Mike, and this is the audio blog number 3, I think. Anyway, I'm out and about in the car, just heading back into town. Went to look at a couple of vehicles, maybe in the market for a new one, who knows, or a new-to-me one. Never a new one. Following the plan. But there was a couple of interesting ones advertised on Craigslist, so I had a couple dealers the next town over. So Honor, Michigan, if you're so interested. Northern home of Jim Farley of Musical World. Anyway. Came out there, checked them out. They were okay. I don't know. People want a lot of money for used cars that you wouldn't think would be going for that much. But then again, what do I know about that? I had my eye doctor appointment this morning, getting fitted for contact lenses. And oh man, I tell you what, in the little room there, he put those things in there, and that was a little bit of a trick, but I could see like I haven't seen in 10 years. I was impressed. You know, and I brought my phone and my iPad in there, too, so I could say, oh, let me test this out. And, you know, I could, without glasses, with the contacts in, I could see the phone just fine. I could see the iPad just fine. I could even see the small type on the phone, which was good. And then after, you know, he tweaked it a few times and put a different set in and this and that. And, okay, we got it figured out. And then he took them away. I didn't know it was a 2-appointment deal. I thought I'd be walking out of there today with a set of contacts. But that wasn't the case. I got to go back Monday morning, which kind of stinks because kind of wanted them for this weekend, but oh well, I can live with it. I am on the standby list in case they have a cancellation. See, the next thing is they gotta spend an hour with me, make sure I know how to put them in, take them out, and take care of them, and all that good stuff. I'm gonna get the, I guess they're 2 weeks to a month you can wear the same set before you have to throw them out. So they come in a 6-pack. They're not all that expensive after all this initial checking them out. I know probably a lot of you have worn contacts or wear contacts. I never have. And I was really surprised. I could barely tell they were in, except for I could see. So that was a bonus. So definitely looking forward to that. I don't know if I mentioned, when I went out to San Francisco, I lost my glasses case that had my bifocals and my prescription sunglasses in it, and nobody seems to have found those, so I think I might make a couple more phone calls maybe to the hotel and see if maybe I left them in there, but I'm thinking they're gone, so that's what precipitated me doing this. I've got a set of computer glasses is what I've been getting by on, and I also bought a set of cheaters that between the two of them I can get by, but it'd be really nice when I get the new contacts, and of course I'll have to get some new backup glasses too, but we'll cross that bridge when we get to it. It's a beautiful day in northern Michigan. A little bit of rain came through, and I mean a little bit of rain. But for the most part, it's just high clouds, sun, and around 80 degrees. Real dry. In fact, a little too dry. Even with the little bit of rain that come through, it's still so dry they have what's known as a red flag fire warning for around here today. Which means the chance of wildfire is high. Which is kind of a bummer. Want to see that happen, but I don't think it will. We don't tend to have a lot of wildfires around here. It's not a lot of dry, open areas, and it tends to rain enough most of the time. So, but like I said, it's a nearly perfect weather day. I think a little later I might take a little walk and get a little exercise in. Also going to be putting out a Geek of the North a little later this afternoon. It's right at noon when I'm recording this. I mentioned this weekend, Thursday, John Martin, KF8KK, for those that listen to the Ham Radio Pod Class, he's my co-host there. Him and I are making our annual trek down to the Dayton, Ohio area for the Dayton Hamvention. It's a big convention of ham radio operators. I suspect there'll be around 20,000 people show up for that. So should be a good time as always. Of course, we always go down there with the International Order of Crazies group and hang out in the flea market. Oh, and I should tell you what my flea market spaces are. I'll put it in the show notes. I don't have it wrote down. Well, actually, if I did have it wrote down, I shouldn't look at it. But we got a flea market space. Actually, three of them. That's how they usually do it. It's a standard parking spot in their parking lot for the outdoor flea market. And you should get three of them so you got enough room to spread out. But we always get a flea market booth. It's a nice place for, you know, those of us that want to sell something in the group can lay it there. And it's also a good place to hang out, watch the world go by when you want to take a rest. But so that'll be fun. We're going to go down Thursday morning. We always meet a bunch of the group there for dinner at this little pub there in Union, Ohio, which I guess is north and west of Dayton. And then Friday morning we'll go to the Hamvention, spend pretty much the whole day there. Then we have a party over at one of the guys' houses. 30 or 40 of us go over there and cook some brats and drink some beers and just have a good old time. So we'll be doing that on Friday night. And Saturday, do a little bit more at the flea market and the show. And John and I will head north and be back here in beautiful northern Michigan sometime around midnight. It's usually how we work it. The show goes on again Sunday, but we don't see the need to stay down there through that whole mess. So that's the story. But I would have liked to have my contacts available so that I could wear my fancy new sunglasses that are not prescription. I'll probably still wear them too, but it just means I'm going to have to carry my readers in my pocket. And that's an extra hassle for walking around the flea market and the convention. It should be an interesting trip as always. And kind of look forward to it. Doing a lot of traveling lately. That's going to come to somewhat of a halt. Yesterday I was actually supposed to be in Chicago and I blew that off. Really didn't feel like driving down there. I'd had to drive down there Monday night to get there in time and then drive home last night and get up early for the doctor's appointment. It's not really that important. It was a Google AdWords training seminar from Google, and I guess it would have been handy, but then again, I don't do a lot of that work, and a lot of that training material is up online, as you would expect from Google. So I'll just spend my time doing it the old-fashioned way and online. No, I guess that's the new-fashioned way. But anyway, Let's see what else is interesting going on. Really not a whole lot. Staying out of trouble. Hope you guys didn't mind my little political rant in the last episode. I figured that's what this thing's for. I turn on the mic if I got something to say, and I had something to say, apparently. But it worked out all right. And like I said, I got this little mobile rig, and I almost never use it. So I figured, what the hey. I'm going to do the Geek of the North from the studio when I get there. It's just how I roll. And if you happen to get this early enough, I will be on the air tonight at 7 Eastern Time on WNMC, WNMC.org. In case you want to listen online, or if you're in the Traverse City area, I'm 90.7 FM. Let's play folk bluegrass and whatever comes up. Had an opportunity to take over a jazz show. I'm thinking about it. Although I don't know how much I want to commit to it. It'd be a Tuesday or a Thursday every other week. I had my choice. It'd be a 3-hour afternoon show. Then it would have to be opposite my folk show, because they do the folk show every other week. I wouldn't want to have it conflict with that. So we'd have to work that out. But I think it might be interesting. Either that or drop the folk show and just do the jazz. Frankly, I don't care. I kind of like all of it. So, but real radio is much different than podcasting or online broadcasting, whatever you want to call it. As you got to hit certain times, and so you got to keep track of that. See, with this, I can talk as long as my batteries hold out on the portable recorder here, or my voice holds out. But, of course, you wouldn't want to listen to 2 hours of this, I'm sure. But on the radio, you know, it's a little more formatted, I guess would be the right term. I don't know. But, it's different. I don't think I'd want to do it for a living, but it's fun. I've just got to make a turn here. See, I have to put the mic down and hold my 44-ounce pop. Excuse me. I'm talking about cars. Like I said, I went and looked at a couple of cars today. Actually, three. Looked at a 99 VW Beetle. It was a stick shift. New Beetle. It was okay, but it looked like the interior was kind of trashed, and that doesn't usually bode well for the mechanicals, so I passed on that one. And then I drove an 02 Subaru Outback Legacy wagon, which was okay, but and that one was a stick shift also. And it was pretty okay, but it had 150,000 miles on it, and I heard those Subarus, at a certain point you gotta change the head gaskets on it. I guess that probably wouldn't be that hard to do. Of course, it's got two head gaskets. It's a opposed four-cylinder engine in that particular one. Kind of like the old Volkswagen engine. It's called a boxer engine. That's flat four. So it's got two heads, one on either side, and eventually the head gaskets wear out and start leaking oil into the coolant and coolant into the oil, and sometimes they lose compression. It's actually not a huge deal to replace. They're not that expensive if you do it yourself, but like I said, I don't know. I'm still kicking that one around a little bit. And then the other car I looked at was an 01. The guy didn't really know, which was a little weird, but I think it was an 01 Toyota RAV4. It was an automatic, all-wheel drive, little SUV thing. All three of them were okay. What precipitated that idea of getting a new car, or newer car, or, well, yeah, definitely newer than what I'm driving right now. I'm driving a 1991 Toyota Corolla with rusty doors. It's only got 114,000 miles on it, but it's definitely ugly. And it's not exactly the best thing for long-distance driving, and I tend to do a little bit of long-distance driving, so I need something a little more comfortable, even if it has a little bit higher mileage. Funny story about this car. We bought this for my niece about 4 years ago from a friend of ours, and my niece drove it for 3 years. And then her husband bought a new truck, and I had given him my old Camry, and that 98 Camry that had 215,000 miles on it or whatever when I gave it to him. So I bought the Solera. Well, anyway, he bought a truck. My niece got the Camry, and this was sitting there unused. Well, then I wrecked my Solera that I bought, or somebody wrecked it for me, I guess would be the correct term. Anyway, it was totaled, and so I took the insurance check and kept the car. So they just paid me what they would have paid to repair it, which was more than enough to do a couple of other things I needed to do. And so I got this car back from my niece. So I've been driving this for, I don't know, 6 months or whatever, and it's not a bad little car. It's great for a little around-town car. You know, if I didn't have the occasional out-of-town trip, I'd have no problem keeping this one. I'd get a couple of rust-free junkyard doors for it, paint it, and drive it. They said it's got less miles than some of the other vehicles that I've driven. Of course, I still got my old F-150. Right? That's also kind of a rust bucket, and that's all right. And if I really need a vehicle, my wife's got that Cadillac Escalade that's still in pretty good shape, so we're set for vehicles, but still toying with the idea of getting something a little more comfortable and a little more reliable, although this is probably real reliable, just not comfortable. And the other idea for around town transportation, I keep thinking about a scooter. I did get a moped last year and never could get it to run just right. It's an old 77 Honda Express. I guess it's a no-ped. It's basically a little bit heavier duty bicycle with an engine on it instead of pedals. But like I said, never could really get that to run completely correctly. So that's up for sale right now on Craigslist, and if that sells, I'm going to order an engine kit for my pedal bike. I know, a little weird, but they're about $200. You can get, you know, Chinese engine kit with all the stuff you need to put a little two-stroke engine. It's supposed to kick the bike along about 25 miles an hour or so, and just fine for around town because the speed limit around town, and who'd want to go any faster than that on a pedal bike. So look for that as a possible video at some point, me installing the engine and riding the contraption. I kind of like my alternative transportation. Like I said, driving this little beater Toyota around is alternative enough. I can almost guarantee it's the oldest thing in the lot wherever I park, unless somebody's got some classic. This is too young to be a classic, and just kind of too old to be, I wouldn't say cool, but I ain't going for cool. I'm going for, I'll be there. Need reliable transportation. Like I said, this does fine. So that's why I was looking at cars, and I'll still probably continue to look at them and look at them and look at them until one just jumps out at me, and I'll end up with a new one, or new to me one. The little Outback thing would have been all right. It's certainly big enough, comfortable enough. Don't think it gets outstanding gas mileage, but you know, neither does the Escalade or the F-150. So I guess it'd probably get better than those. And it certainly would be nicer than this on a long trip. So anyway, I'm about to pull in the driveway, so I think I'm going to call this one a post, a podcast, whatever you want to call it. So that I will say, catch me later.